right, the Pope is in the news right now. Again,
the bouncer.
The Pope.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
The Pope. Listen, don't you have the Catholics show up outside? They're like, don't you be talking about our Pope?
Dude was a bouncer.
Our Pope is a. This is the Pope.
Right.
This is not a bouncer.
That was his past life.
Okay, he was not at Club Sky bouncing in a black T-shirt. No. All right. So Pope Francis has done something that, honestly, as a kid that went to Catholic school, I was just talking to Meredith about this because we were sitting there. She's a staunch Catholic family. I am a Baptist family, but went to Catholic school for 10 years.
I grew up very Catholic.
Catholicism is about tradition.
Right. Kind of. Oh, yeah.
And you don't necessarily, like, see a lot of long-standing changes and stuff, but this Pope has just had a really different approach to it, and it seems refreshing, mm-hmm. but just to let you know, if you don't know, Pope Francis endorsed same-sex civil unions for the first time while being interviewed for a documentary. And it premiered Wednesday at a film festival in Rome. And he surprised folks by saying that homosexual people have the right to be in a family. They are children of God. He said, and you can't kick someone out of a family nor make their life miserable for this.
He's trying to reshape the church. And I appreciate that as a Roman Catholic. Like, I was raised, my dad still goes to Bible study classes. Now, I'm not practicing like I used to growing up, but seeing something like this and knowing many gay people and having gay people in my family, I really appreciate that he's taking these steps.
Now, the conversation we were having, just to keep it a buck, we were talking about the fact that the word civil union isn't marriage.
Mm-hmm.
So he stopped short of saying marriage.
Yeah, because what he did while serving as Archbishop of Buenos Aires, Pope Francis endorsed civil unions for gay couples as an alternative to same-sex marriages. However, he never came out publicly in favor of civil unions as Pope. So that's why this is big time news. Now, it has to be liberating for folks who are Catholic, but being told all the time that, you know, their choice, as people describe it, which is not a choice,
mm-hmm.
but they've always said, you know, you're going to end up like going to hell or something.
Yeah, you can't get
for
into
your
heaven.
Choice. You know what I'm saying?
I think this is
so for the Pope to open this up is a dope thing.
This is, in my opinion, great for the Catholic Church because you either evolve with the times or you stay behind.
I agree with that, but there are people who don't believe that because they don't think. Because, again, tradition was the thing.
Right. And I hear what they're saying, but I think evolving has to. Because with interest in church and organized religion at an all-time low, you have to put yourself into this century. These are rules that were in laws and doctrines that are 2,000 years old, some of them. And we're in 2020. I think it's a great idea.
It's the same thing with the business, though. If you're a business and you're not moving with the times, you're eventually not going to be in business anymore. Look at Blockbuster.
But I will tell you, and I know I hear my grandmother in my ears as we say this stuff because it sounds good 2020.
Mm-hmm.
But my grandmama was always like, the Bible was written back in the day because the Lord don't make no mistakes.
While she hits the Bible and puts it up.
Slap it and say, yeah, this word, you know, this ain't got to change. This ain't a business, Meredith. This
right.
is the Lord. This is Jesus. Jesus been gone a long time, but the word live on. It's
right.
a living death. I mean, so what I'm saying is, like, there are old school people out there who hold on to those truths because that's a part of who they are. It's their fiber. But there are people out here who are like, yo, I love God. I pray. I pray for other people. I'm philanthropic. I love others like I love myself.
Mm-hmm.
But I also am in love with a person who is my same sex. And so, to hear the Pope embrace that, it has to be a warm thing. I have people who are, gay in my friend circle and my family. And to see, the Pope do this is just something that you have to say out loud and say, yo, that's a that's a warm moment for a lot of people who you felt have been left out in the cold.
It's warming and it's shocking at the same time in a good way. For me personally, there's a lot of people that do not like that.
I feel like he's tiptoeing around the gray area when he said civil unions and didn't go all the way to
Why?
Say marriage. Because it, to me, and maybe this isn't correct, but to me, I think civil union, I think of a more legal type of thing. With marriage, I think you under God, especially the traditional sense of like the Catholic marriage by the altar, and everything like that. So I don't think he went all the way to say
that's a
marriage.
Long way to go if you ain't never said it as a pope.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Because he ain't never said it. So to say this gets you closer to.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's getting there.
You a step or a happy hour away from saying, let him get married.
Come on with it.
Come on. Right. Let him get married.
Tip-telling.
I'm doing a marriage Sunday. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, that you real close right mm-hmm, there. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, as far as like, I mean, people hate when you equate the two because they're not the same. But I will say that the progress, like, say, from where black people were in the 50s and 60s to where we are now, we ain't there. And everybody says, like, it ain't there. But it's way away from where it was.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Not likening the two, if you are in the LGBTQ+ community, this has to make you feel like you're moving closer to being included and maybe even closer to being married.
Isn't that what religion's all about, is acceptance?
It ain't about evolving, though.
No.
Religions don't evolve. Religions are created back in the cave days and the craziness back in the day mm-hmm. and have been written down. Now they've been changed because man makes mistake. Because they used to tell us, like, you know, like the book of so-and-so was written a long time ago and it was transcribed and transcribed and transcribed. So we don't know exactly what
down.
They said because it's a remix of it.
Of course.
But they don't be changing like this. So this is a big time thing.
It is.
I think if you got a gay friend, or a gay coworker or somebody in your cube next to you, walk over to them and hand them like some coffee and say, hey, congratulations.
It's a big day.
Yeah, it's a big day today. I mean, the Pope said y'all good.
Especially if you grew up Catholic or in a Catholic family.
You're shocked.
And yeah, you feel excluded and maybe you didn't want to be a part of the religion anymore. Maybe once you moved out of your parents' house, maybe now you'll be more involved or at least you'll feel like maybe you feel more accepted.
Yeah, because, you know, I mean, I was watching Greenleaf, and they kicked out the minister of music because he was walking around with his husband. And
yeah.
I was like, hey, why y'all do that? I mean, I was shocked personally because I ain't never been to a church where a gay man wasn't running the music department. But that's just...
That's a good example. The priests in the Catholic religion, that's been a big issue over the years.
We got a text out the 941. It says, Jesus' word was the beginning, middle, and end. Who cares what the Pope says? He's not God. God's word will never change.
Doesn't he accept God's word?
I mean, but see, the Pope, if you really
he's the closest
look
to God.
It, the Pope is like a cousin. He's not Jesus. He's not God. But he's like a... Ain't he? I mean, is that the way I've always seen it? It's like there's God, there's Jesus, and then it's like, okay, the Pope.
Yeah, the living embodiment.
Right,
of all
that. Like he's the one, like if he's whispering to anybody, he's whispering to the Pope.
You would think so.
Right?
Pass his word around, this new rule around.
I'm just tripping, I guess, but I'm just saying, I'm saying be nice to your folks and give them a hug because today... Maybe not a hug because the COVID thing, but still. just give them some love. Drop them off a peppermint at their desk or something and say, hey, man, hey, the Pope said you all right. So you all right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.